Chapter 12, After Caesus, Augustus and the Roman Empire. The men who killed Julius Caesar were trying to save the Republic. They did not succeed. After Caesar was killed, another civil war broke out. The man who came out on top at the end of the war was a man known as Augustus Caesar, or just Augustus. Augustus was an adopted son of Caesar, and he agreed with Caesar that Rome needed to change. But he was smart. He knew that the Romans cared about their history. They would not be happy if he came to power and changed everything all at once. What he did instead was very clever. He made himself emperor, and he made it clear that he intended to serve until he died. That meant Rome was no longer a republic. But Augustus did not sweep away all of the old traditions. He let the Romans keep the Senate and councils. Still, everybody knew that it was Augustus who was really in charge. A marble statue of Augustus Caesar. Turn the page. Augustus brought peace to a country that had been fighting civil wars for many years. He reformed the government and conquered new lands. He set up monuments. He built magnificent new buildings, including temples, theaters, and bathhouses. He also repaired old buildings and decorated them with fancy stone, like marble. He once boasted that he found Rome brick and left it marble. One of the most famous buildings built during the reign of Augustus is Pantheon. The Pantheon was built as a temple to all Roman gods. Pan means all, and Theo means gods. The Pantheon is a beautiful building with a dome roof. While the original building was destroyed in a fire, the Pantheon still standing today was built to replace it. Thousands of tourists visit it every day. The Pantheon as it appears in Rome today. Turn the page. The Pantheon is only one of many examples of great Roman architecture. Another one is the Colosseum. The Colosseum, built not long after the reign of Augustus, is a huge oval stadium. The Romans went to the Colosseum to see people and animals fight. The Colosseum would hold 50,000 people. Today the Colosseum is in ruins, but some of it is left to give us a good idea of what it would have looked like. The ruins of the Colosseum as it appears today. In ancient times, the Romans came to the Colosseums to see battles between people and animals. Turn the page. The Romans also enjoyed watching chariot races. These were held in an even larger stadium called the Circus Maximus. For Romans, the chariot race or fight was a good entertainment, the way a football game or a movie is for us today. The Romans enjoyed watching chariot races at the Circus Maximus. Turn the page. The Romans also built roads and aqueducts. The roads brought people from all around the empire. The aqueducts were used to bring water from the country into the city. Some of the aqueducts are also very beautiful. An example of a Roman aqueduct as it appears today.